T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cody Decker.
He describes himself on Twitter as an anti-hero baseball player for the Royals organization. Sometimes an actor, rarely wrong, often a jerk, always adorable.
Host of Odyssey Sports' Big Time Baseball Podcast.
We've never really taken your temperature on Field of Dreams.
Unwatchable.
Yes!
Host of BetMGM's MLB Podcast, powered by BetQL.
Cody Decker today.
Host of Down the Line, presented by Circa Resort and Casino.
Well, he was one of the most beloved players for the Chihuahuas.
Cody Decker, with Bernstein and Holmes on The Score.
Time to talk some baseball with Cody Decker. He was supposed to be on Friday, but, you know, he had to do charity stuff. He was busy trying to help raise money for charitable causes. I guess that's okay. And he joins us now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook. You can follow the former MLBer on Twitter at Decker6, and you can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Cody, what's up?
Oh, you know, living the dream, you know, watch the White Sox split with the Orioles. Not so even. Everything is horrible. How are you, Dan?
I've been better than trying to hear the White Sox manager explain why he'll save his good pitchers for outs that don't end up mattering, because he has to make the outs that matter not matter by using a pitcher who isn't as good. Do I have this right?
Absolutely. Also, on top of that, if Sosa in his debut got 3 hits, he was likely going to sit the next day, because Josh Harrison is the real spark plug of this entire team, according to him, in between, you know, his napping, in between every conversation he's having. It sounds like he's just sleep-talking through every single press conference, and the actual media doesn't even know how to actually get their questions in, because he never stops answering the previous question.
Deck, as someone who's caught for forever, I'm trying to figure out, like, the mechanism of getting the manager to understand some of this stuff from the player's perspective. If you're Ruiz and you're sitting there like, I thought I was going in a batter earlier or 2 batters earlier. If you're Kelly going, man, this seems like this is a situation that I should probably be pitching in. If you're Lynn going, I don't need to be out here anymore. How do the players get a message like that across to the manager?
It depends. It could be just simply going over to the bench coach, bullpen coach, any coach, or just going to the manager himself, depending on what the relationship is with the manager. I know we've all been complaining about Tony La Russa ever since he's gotten hired, and we should be, but the truth is, as much as we want to speculate, we don't really know the exact relationship he has with these players on the field. Can they come up to him and say something? Do they need to go to a Shelly Duncan or a Jerry Nairn and express their concern of how the bullpen's being used? Because, quite frankly, he has misused the bullpen since he has been in Chicago, and it's a manager should not be netting you losses. It should be a manager should legitimately cost 0 losses or victories, quite frankly. This guy has cost them about 5 games this season.
So how did you do it? If you ever had a problem with strategy, what was your approach to talking with the manager or pitching coach or bench coach?
Well, I'll give you an example. When I was with the Padres, we had a pitching coach named Darren Balsley. He had carte blanche on anything he wanted to do as far as it came to strategy or breaking down a hitter, breaking down a pitcher, everything. But it was always a collaborative effort. He would always sit here and say, hey, he has a written out thing. We're going to go on this count. We're going to go back foot slider on this guy on this count. Then we're going to set him up for a fastball up and away on this count. It was always very, very detailed. However, he did always ask us very simply, what do you know about this guy? If there's something I'm missing, get it in here right now. It's always a collaborative effort. It's never one man just takes the reins and runs the entire thing. That might have been the case 20 years ago, but these days it's a front office. It's a on-field staff. It is the players themselves. Everybody has to have all hands on deck to actually figure out how to get every single of those 27 outs.
I just wonder what the ultimate effect is of this. We've talked about it over and over again. When the players know, they know what we know. They've played for other organizations, and they've got friends elsewhere. They're texting their buddies. They're talking amongst themselves. I just wonder what the overall effect is of any lack of trust, regardless of what they say publicly. Oh, he's great. He's great. The clubhouse is great. We know none of that is translating and or none of it's real. It's got to be hard on players to come to work every day and just know that somewhere that a replacement level manager would be more likely to put them in a position to succeed.
You would think that, but at the end of the day, everyone that you would hire to take over the manager job is already there. And I know Tony's at the helm and making the final decision, but if he's not taking anybody else's opinions and he's just going rogue, then obviously this is a much bigger problem than we thought. But yes, as a player, it's extremely frustrating to come in every single day and be miserable playing for someone you don't like, if that is the case. Sometimes you got teams that band together against that manager, against that coach. Hell, the Royals won a World Series with Ned Yost. I don't think anyone's going to sit here and pretend that Ned Yost is the most brilliant man in baseball.
Nope. No, far from it. We had La Russa speak and basically say what we have been speculating about when it comes to White Sox players' health and them not pushing guys that are back or at least 100% back from injury. I got a couple questions that I want to just kind of work through with you here on this one, Dak. Like, first of all, I get that sometimes guys are going to have to play through some discomfort. But I'm also wondering if the White Sox organizationally aren't doing a great job of getting injured players back to 100% or as close to 100% before they take the field at the major league level.
Yeah, you got to get healthy to get out there. And this is a team that just simply can't be healthy ever, it seems like. But rolling the guys out, is your question more, is it dangerous to roll them out before they're ready?
Yeah,
or are they rolling them out too quick?
Yeah, like I'm wondering, can you actually expect guys to maximize? It feels like the White Sox have said, because of where we're at, 80% of guys is going to be good enough. And I wonder if that means, well, could you have waited another week to bring a player back and that player is closer to 100%, therefore he's better at his job than the guy that might be playing, like, I'm still hurt and I'm still worried about getting hurt again.
It depends on the guy, really. And it depends on the talent level. I mean, if you have a Mike Trout who's at 80%, you're going to throw out an 80% Mike Trout out there because an 80% Mike Trout is about 70% better than anyone else on the planet. But unfortunately, there aren't a lot of guys like that on this White Sox team. It's a very good team, a lot of great ball players. But this is a team that you really do want these guys 100% healthy, especially with the schedule that they have going forward. You don't want to rush these guys and get them potentially hurt even more. A guy like Joe Kelly immediately comes to mind. He's been on the IL a couple of times and he's gotten a couple injuries. The last thing I want to do is put him out there before he's ready to go because I don't want to lose him later on in the season. And I definitely don't want to lose a guy like Tim Anderson, who is the actual spark plug of this team.
It's just gotten really weird, the number of guys who have a hall pass, the number of guys who've got dispensation to not go 100%. I mean, this goes back, at least in this town, my memory, it goes back to asking the Cubs why Aramis Ramirez and or Alfonso Soriano didn't look like they were legging out ground balls deep in the hole. And the response that we got was either something to the extent of either they're recently enough removed from an injury that they're worried about re-injuring, or there are times and places where we've told them we don't want you pulling a muscle because our trainer said they would be in danger of doing so. Now it seems everybody on the White Sox has something like that. Everybody's got some sort of hall pass.
La Russa said 5 to 9 players have a hall pass, and I think it's more than that.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything like that except in very unique circumstances for unique players.
I played for 11 years, and I played for about 40 professional teams and three big league teams. I have never heard of this in my life, let alone five players with a hall pass. My God, if you have that many players with a hall pass to not run through first base because they can't run 90 feet at 100% or even close to 100%, then you really need to take a look at your medical staff, because these guys can't stay on the field just running down the line. This is a nightmare.
It was bleeding through, too, to even their own broadcasters. You know, I heard it on the radio broadcast where, you know, Darren Jackson even said when Lenin Sosa legged out a hitter.
An error.
It was an error. But he kind of said under his breath, said, you know, it's kind of nice to have guys who can go as hard as they can. You see the kind of pressure that puts on a defense when guys can play hard. And I said, ooh, that's a little statement in there, I think.
It is. And it doesn't take talent at all. I'll give you an example. I was not a good runner in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I was a below average runner at the major league level. I never not legged out any pop-up in the infield. And I will not lie to you, I got about an extra 10 triples in my career, doubles and triples in my career, because players misplayed baseballs and I was just hauling ass all around the bases just to get there. And they weren't errors. Honestly, it helped my stats just hustling. And the fact that this team can't hustle because they have a hall pass and fear of getting injured. Again, we're talking about running, the basic concept of just running, and they can't do it. This is a nightmarish season for the White Sox so far. And by the way, they get plenty of time to turn this around, which is even more maddening.
I was looking at the difference, the dichotomy of what the Orioles are doing versus what the White Sox are doing. And I look, they're at different places organizationally right now. But when I look at that Orioles team coming in, winning 3 out of 4, playing some incredible outfield defense throughout the weekend, and playing a very hungry style of baseball, I was wondering, Deck, do you think that Baltimore could be a free agent destination? Because it does seem like one really good pitcher and one really good position player, and Baltimore could find itself competing a little bit.
They might be able to compete relatively soon. I mean, they have a lot of young talent, and watching them send out their young talent and let them play, whether they're playing well or not. Adley Rutschman is a guy whose name's trending all the time, but he has not been playing all that good for this team. But they're going to keep rolling him out there probably every single day and let him fail and take his lumps at the big league level. Yeah, this team, I mean, it depends on what they're going for. Are they looking to spend money down the road? Are they looking to make trades? Are hitters willing to go over there knowing full well that a fly ball to left field isn't out because it's 400 feet to dead left? I don't know. I'm a right-handed power guy. I would not want to sign with the Orioles.
I'm wondering if they might revisit that decision.
Yeah, Trey Mancini has, like, it was so interesting. I guess coming into the White Sox series, he had 7 home runs, but his expected home runs were 13 because he keeps hitting them up against the wall in left field. And he's one of the guys that's like super upset with what they've done with the ballpark.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, this affects Trey Mancini's money going forward. He has to net a certain amount of home runs to be able to get a certain type of contract. Now he's going to lose out on an extra 10 home runs this year, so he's going to go from 30 to 20. That's going to cost him like $10 million.
Are you wearing a Gary Conservatory shirt for the reasons I think you are?
Gary Conservatory? Yes, I'm a graduate of Gary Conservatory. Ought 5.
For those who may not know the inside Music Man reference, the Gary Conservatory was the purported alma mater of Professor Harold Hill.
Yeah,
it was.
And Deck is been.
It's just great.
Harold Hill.
I want one.
You can't have this one, Dan. This one's on me, and it's on me
too
forever.
Big for me. Yeah. It wouldn't fit me anyway. I guess.
It is an XL. I fill it out, Dan. I'm a very jacked man who loves to sing and dance all over the place, Music Man style, baby.
But I guess I'm not allowed to. If I auditioned for the part of Harold Hill and I ended up with the part of Mayor Shin, and I don't know where his character supposedly went to school, but I guess I'd have to find that alma mater.
I mean, you could do some deep, deep background searching for Mayor Shin, which is, by the way, a phenomenal character, I might add. But yeah, Professor Harold Hill, maybe the greatest fictional character in any musical ever. I love it to death. He's a what? He's a music man. He sells clarinets to the kids in the town.
You two.
What?
Are amazing. Deck is like, I just adore him because he is like all of these things. Like he is the crazy jacked on coffee baseball dude. He's the fiery catcher dude, and he's also the music man. Like he's told me the stories. I'm sure he's probably told you the stories about having to play games and then go rehearse and then go perform. Sure. Like he's.
I got a better one for you than that, actually. And this is a 100% true story. I am not kidding. In 2005, I was starring as the music man. I had my opening day on Saturday morning, and we started the game at 9 a.m. The reason we moved the game to 9 a.m. of our opening day was because I had a matinee show at 1 p.m., which, by the way, Barnum Hall, our theater, which holds 4,000 people, was in left field just over the fence. The game went 10 innings. The show was pushed back 25 minutes. I went 2-for-2 with a double and a home run and 4 intentional walks. We lost 2-1. The show started 20 minutes late. I sprinted straight from shaking hands with the other team. And by the way, I put on one hell of a show.
And just so people know, the reason why Gary Conservatory Gold Medal Class of 05 matters is because, if you know the story, it is when Marion in the library, the librarian, realizes that the town of Gary wasn't founded until 1906, so something had to be fishy about the background of Professor Harold Hill when she sniffs him out. That's a critical plot point there as well.
Very much so, and by the way, I cannot stress this enough. I did it a little differently. I turned Harold Hill into Ferris Bueller. I went and sang all my songs in the crowd. I broke the fourth wall constantly because that's what I do in life. In case you don't know this, I break the fourth wall all the time as if I have an audience watching me, just in regular life.
Isn't he like picking up dry cleaning and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I just say, hell, thank you so much for this dry cleaning. I turn to the right. These are some good-looking clothes. And I'm talking to no one. But I am.
I will say, if you have spent any time in and around Los Angeles, that is not odd behavior. That it is the best advice I ever got for being in L.A., certainly for people who live in L.A., is imagine the whole thing as a movie. It makes everything make sense.
It does. It absolutely does. Not to mention, when I go and I turn right and talk to a person in Los Angeles that isn't there, that is probably the nicest person in the given area of Los Angeles. So I'm going to continue talking to that.
This is why we love you. Deck, as always, we appreciate you, sir.
Well, you know what? I appreciate both of you. Man, Bernstein and Holmes, best show in radio. I love it, boys.
And knows how to work himself into a promo, too. See, that's a pro.
That's key right there.
That's Cody Decker.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.